Why Water Baptism, Part 40. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahweh in South Africa, Victoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or even need to find out about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, please contact us at 0722-367-124. And that is +27 international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But please go to part one, because you have missed quite a bit of information which you already studied. It is also very important as a newcomer to subscribe to the channel, to be able to receive the different notifications of the other studies, and also our TikTok messages. Share this link with your friends and family, and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready. I trust that this study today will be a real blessing unto you, in the name of Yahweh, the name above every other name. Very welcome. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. May this morning study be a real blessing. Yeah, just blessings. Blessings. May it be a blessing. And may Yahweh just open His word unto us. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 10 verse 47 and 48. I trust that you've studied these two verses. So let's see what it says. Verse 47. Can any man forbid water, that these, but otherwise the people, should not be baptized or immersed, which has received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And He commanded that them to be baptized in the name, He commanded that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, or in the name of the Lord. L-O-R-D. Now I want you to look at what is written here. He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. L-O-R-D. Why the referral Lord? Why the referral Lord? Why not the name Jesus Christ to the remission of your sin? Why the name Lord? Did you know that the name Lord only originated in the 13th century? So it is impossible that the apostles would have used the word Lord 2,000 years ago, if only in the 13th century the name Lord were created. 1,300 years later, then only was the name Lord, L-O-R-D. First of all, it was all capital letters. But if you look at this writing, it's L capital letters, small letter, O-R-D. Then pray that they to tarry certain day. Then, let me just read the scripture. And they commanded to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Every time we find someone being immersed or baptized in the 1611 King James Bible, we find that they were immersed in the name of Jesus Christ to the remission of the sins, and not the title of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is a Roman Catholic form of baptism. And they mainly baptize infants and babies, young children. Not once in the whole of the Bible, let's stick to the 1611 King James Bible, of one of the other 300 English Bibles, not once has ever a baby, not once has ever a person be immersed or baptized in the name, titles, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not once. Why would the apostles ignore a direct instruction from Yahushua? In Matthew 28:19, where he says, go and immerse or baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I want you to start thinking. This is a time where we need to put our thinking cap on. Is any form of baptism sufficient? Is it fine just to baptize anybody in any name? There is a pastor in South Africa, actually in Namibia, that says he baptized people in any name. You decide which name I must baptize you. I actually said, then baptize them in the name of Satan. That's also a name. Or Buddha. Or Vishu. You understand what I'm saying? No, there is definitely a difference in which name to be baptized. And it's here where you need to fasten your seatbelt. Because here where we are moving into deeper waters, where yourself and me have to make a decision. We can't just float around as we were used in our lives in the churches. As long as you attend church and pay your tithes, you're on your way to heaven. No, there's a bit more to that. Why would Yahushua insist that people must be immersed? And why will he make that part of the spiritual key that he gives unto Peter to unlock heaven and earth? Acts 19:1-7. Acts 19:1-7. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, or Apostle Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and find certain disciples. He find who? Certain disciples. I just want to say, in the beginning of this discussion, that this is not the disciples of Yahushua. Because these were also 12 men. 12 men. It's not the disciples which became apostles. Because here Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul already had been an apostle after the time that Yahushua saved him. So what do we find here? We find disciples. Now what is a disciple? How do you classify the disciple? A disciple is a follower of Yahushua. Or as in the 1611 King James Bible, of Jesus Christ. I'm constantly going to refer to the 1611 King James Bible, because as we're coming to the end of this study, I'm going to unveil something that will is going to shock you within your core. It says, it came to pass that while Apollos was in Corinth, Apostle Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples. So being a disciple, you must have some knowledge of the world, because they were followers of Yahushua. He, that is Apostle Paul, said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe it? Have you received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh? Since you believe, came to repentance. And they said unto them, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. They are ignorant. We don't know anything about the Holy Spirit. We never heard about it. And he, that's Apostle Paul, said unto them, now you must listen. Tie your seatbelt. Unto what then were you baptized. Now that is not the whole truth. It should have actually read, and unto what name then were you baptized? And they said, into John's baptism. Now you will remember that John the immerser, John the baptizer, the immerser, is him that came before Yahushua. He says to make straightway for Yahushua. It was him that also immersed Yahushua. Now just thinking about that, why would Yahushua, who had no sin, but became sin, why would he have had John the immerser to immerse him? It is in order to fulfill the scriptures. In order to receive the right hand, Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 8, to receive the right hand, the arm or right hand of authority. Because if we greet each other, you remember right in the beginning, I ask you to greet me with your right hand, the arm or the right hand of authority. Where did Yahushua went and sit after he ascended into heaven? What does the Bible say? On the right hand of the Father. Why on the right hand? Because he was the right hand, the authority revealed unto us 2,000 years ago. Yahushua created him a body in whom he revealed his right hand. He couldn't put the fullness of the Godhead into Yahushua. His human body would just explode, disintegrate. But only the right hand. Do you remember I used the two glasses of water? Well, I only threw a bit of water into the one glass. The right hand. And that's why before he died, he says, Father, in thy hands I lay my spirit. He put the right hand which he received, which was the power of Yaffa, because Yaffa or God cannot die. If Yahushua would have died with the right hand of Yaffa revealed in him, it was just be a religion, just like any other world religion. But the difference is, he says, Father, in your hand I lay my spirit. He gave the right hand back. And then he was a human like he was when he was born, and he could die. It is that same Holy Spirit that was poured out on the day of Pentecost. The spirit that was in Yahushua is the spirit which is in us today. Hallelujah. It's the same breath that Yahweh blew into the nostrils of Adam. Genesis 2 verse 7. I'm just thinking of the scriptures. He blew the breath of life and he became an everlasting soul, ever living soul. Every person after Adam that came from Adam were having an everlasting soul. What is this? This is my soul's dimension. From my eyebrow to the top of my head, an everlasting soul, ever living soul. It can never die. That will live forever. What a privilege. We have the breath of life in us. So what does the word say here? And he said unto them, verse 3, unto what name, I'm putting that in brackets, then were you baptized? Because it's very important. And they said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul says, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Now you must listen what verse 4 is stating. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people, which people? Those that he was going to baptize, that they should believe on him which should come after him. Him and him and him. You see now, if the Bible was written correctly, we would have immediately knew what was written here. But this is how the Catholics operate when they translate the 1611 King James Bible. saying unto the people that they should believe on him. Now, who's the him there? That's Yahushua. Make that a capital H. If that was a capital H, you would have you would have grasped it immediately. Immediately. Said unto him, Yahushua, which should come after him. Who's the second him? That is John the Immerser. That is on Jesus Christ. Impossible. The name Jesus Christ. Now what I'm going to do here, I just want to, for a couple of seconds, stand still here. You will remember when we spoke about the book of Acts 2:36 to 41 on the day of Pentecost. I emphasized the way that Peter said, according to the 1611 King James Bible, that they were immersed in the name of Jesus Christ. Repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of, he actually says, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now what I'm going to do here, I'm going to leave you for this weekend with a study, where I want you to go and find out. Go onto the internet. Go look at the question. When was the letter J created or originated? And if you see that it says on the internet in the 16th century, then you must ask yourself the question, if that is true, how is it possible that the name Jesus could have existed in the time of Peter and the apostles on the day of Pentecost? If there was no J, he couldn't have been called Jesus on that day, or in that time, or even after that. Go find out yourself. You see, the old people had the words saying, seeing is believing. Now you've got to see for yourself. And to Monday morning, if it's Father's will, when we discuss this, you will immediately know what we're talking about because you have done a bit of your own research. You see, this is the thing. The church never taught us how to do research. We just had to believe the pastor and the reverend. Till next week, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.